3, 2, 1.
Using a rubber glove filled with gel to simulate a human hand, a sheriff's deputy set off an M80 in that glove to show how even a firecracker that size can cause catastrophic damage. After the blast, the glove was melted away on the thumb and parts of the fingers, exposing the gel. Dr. Catherine Bass, medical director of trauma at Women and Children's Hospital of Buffalo, says children are especially prone to injuries during the 4th of July, suffering burns from firecrackers and sparklers.
These smaller handheld kinds of fireworks, or the kinds that are lit and blow up, are the ones that are causing the greatest degree of injury. And after these sparklers have finished burning, they still remain hot, so they still can burn.
Sparklers and small ground-based fireworks are now legal in Niagara, Allegheny, and Cattaraugus counties. Erie County Sheriff Tim Howard says that's not the case within his jurisdiction.
Erie County did not choose, at least did not, has not yet chosen, to enact a law locally, so the fireworks continue to be unlawful in Erie County. Some of the surrounding counties, the less populated counties, have elected to do that.
And Sheriff Howard adds that any fires caused by fireworks can result in arson charges. Michael Mrosiak, WBFO News.